head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. I'm John Coffey. We have a special guest for tonight as well. That's a strength and conditioning coach at Northwest Missouri State, Matt Wendelberger. Before we talk to Matt, though, let's welcome in Rich. And, Rich, time for another season of In the Trenches.
Absolutely. We're out here on the
patio. And, let's see.
There we go. Out here on the patio, it's a beautiful night.
Yeah, it really is, and you get into more of a routine now with the two Thursday night games out of the way, where the rest of the way it's Saturday afternoon football, and Saturday evening this weekend, but yep. Saturday football coming up.
Yeah, looking forward to it, getting back to a normal schedule and all that good stuff. So,
and just, I guess, kind of talk about now that you got the Thursday game out of the way, first couple weeks on Thursday nights, a couple extra days between that game and now coming up this Saturday evening at in Hayes against Fort Hayes State. So come in at kind of a good time where you can use a couple extra days there to get ready for this matchup.
Yeah, the couple, you know, between Fort Hayes and being a great football team and then also trying to, you know, recover from a couple, you know, crucial injuries. Yeah, it's been good to try and get back to full strength or as close as we can get and move forward.
And when you look at having a couple extra days like that, what are some things you try to do to kind of take advantage of this time?
You know, so obviously, you know, try to put the tape to bed on Friday and take care of that, but then came back into the complex on Saturday and Sunday and, you know, started to really delve into what Fort Hayes does. You know, the one challenge has been, because it's only been two games and two 30-front teams, is, you know, also looking at what they've done to us in the past and, you know, how they tried to attack us on both sides of the ball and, you know, just, you know, kind of create a formulation in our minds as far as what they're going to do.
And when you look at Fort Hayes State, again, we'll talk a little bit more about this a little bit later on, but you've had some great matchups with Fort Hayes State through the years.
Yeah, you know, and Matt will talk about this a little bit later, but, you know, Chris Brown's done an outstanding job at Fort Hayes, and he's one of my great friends in coaching. We kind of cut our teeth together. He was at Washburn when I was here at Northwest, and we've kept really close contact, and a guy I have a lot of respect for, and I talk to, you know, pretty regularly until this week, and then all communication kind of gets shut off, and, you know, we'll resume that next week. But you know, in terms of this week, we've got to go out there. It's a tough place to play, playing at night, always an interesting atmosphere. There's going to be a lot of people there, and so we've got to circle the wagons and go.
You talk about being good friends with Coach Brown. I think that's something, too. The coaching community is kind of a small community to a large degree, where a lot of you guys, while you have to go up against each other on certain weeks, but pretty close community, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, we've been friends a long time, you know, 20-plus years. And I remember Chris when he was playing in 1996 when I was a GA, or 1995 more specifically, when I was a GA, and he was a safety at Pitt State. And, you know, it's funny. You run into him at the convention and other places, and we've always been close. We kind of have the same mentality. You know, we're both defensive guys, so we kind of align that way. And, you know, we call each other quite a bit, you know, just about the league, about football, about life, you know. And it's when you get in the last chair, you know, things get a little more lonely. And so to have somebody that understands what you're going through is good.
And when you say you talk about the league, you might talk a bit about that as well, how maybe things have changed through the years. You look at the way things are shaping up this year. Again, 2 weeks in, still a long way to go, and a lot of things can play out. But overall, just talk about the MIAA and how things have changed.
You know, I try to tell everybody all the time that, you know, the league has changed. You know, the dynamic of it between 1995. So when I got here, it was Pitt State's league, and we were trying to knock them off. And, you know, we were able to do that and kind of become the new quote-unquote Pitt State, or, you know, leader in the league. But, you know, everybody's spending money. Everybody's got resources. Everybody's trying to get to that next step. And, you know, it at times almost becomes an arm race where people are really, you know, football's an important thing, and they're spending money, they're doing what they need to do, and it makes the league top to bottom so competitive. And, you know, I always try and tell people that, you know, week in, week out, you better show up or you're going to get beat, and it's really true.
You know, one of the things that stands out to me, just on the outside looking in, I know the talk about the money and some of the things that go on inside the programs, but from a facility standpoint, the conference has really changed for the most schools from the 1995 or so to where it's at right now. A lot of the schools put in a lot of money, where the facilities right now in the MIAA, with exception maybe a couple places, is probably as good, if not better, than anywhere in Division II.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, everybody wants to be the top dog, and you have a lot of people spending a ton of resources to try and get to that level. And, you know, they kind of saw the pattern that Coach T had taken and elevated not just the football program, but the university. And, you know, everybody's trying to follow suit. And so whether it's Western, whether it's Washburn, whether, you know, Pitt's upgraded, you know, Hayes is upgraded tremendously from where they were when they first got into the league. It just continues to evolve. Central Missouri State, I'd go on and on.
Yeah, and a lot of people say that athletics is kind of the front door to the university, and I think, and football in particular, I think that is a very true statement there.
No doubt about it.
Again, we are broadcasting live from A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville on the End of Trenches with head coach of the football team, Rich Wright. Today's broadcast underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com. We'll be back, and we'll bring in the strength and conditioning coach at Northwest Missouri State, Matt Wendelberger, and we'll talk with Matt, along with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright, right after this timeout.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC, with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Plattsburgh, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More on products and services at sure-ag.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More in office or at 562-2911.
Support for the Bearcats comes from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, welcoming Phil and Amy Schreck to the Maryville team. United Country Property Solutions specializes in selling land and country homes serving Missouri and Kansas. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
The Trenches with head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. We are broadcasting live from A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville, out on the patio. And, Rich, it's always great to be out here on the patio. Great night tonight for the show, and it's a lot of fun when we're outside here.
Oh, absolutely. When the weather's beautiful, it can't be a better place to be.
No doubt. And I mentioned a little bit earlier where you have a strength and conditioning coach at Northwest, Matt Wendelberger, with us. And, Matt, good to have you with us on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And, again, I might bring out that Matt has a little special interest in this game coming up this weekend, former all-MIAA tight end, fullback from Fort Hays State, and he's been involved with a lot of those big matchups with the Northwest and Fort Hays State.
Absolutely, he was. He was a big piece of their 17 and 18 teams. Am I correct on that?
Yep.
I remember walking into the locker room. Again, I talked about Chris being a good friend of mine. Beat us in 17, and, you know, if I get beat, then I'm gonna walk in and talk to people I respect. And I remember seeing you in the locker room and telling you congratulations and all that. I can remember his first year as GA. Here's a funny story. So we're getting ready to play Fort Hays State, and he bled black and gold. You know, there's no doubt about that. And he's out there watching my practice, and Sturdy's like, should he be out here? And I'm like, what side are you on, you know? I said, you're not going to talk about anything. And he was like, okay, coach, I'll just leave. You know, and that was it. But, you know, he's been such an instrumental part of kind of evolving our strength and conditioning program. He does a tremendous job with our guys. I have the utmost respect for him. He's just a phenomenal person.
Well, Matt, just talk a bit, too, about coming to Northwest Missouri State again after some great years at Fort Hays State. As you got into the strength and conditioning side of things, what interested you in maybe coming and wearing the green and white here?
Well, wearing the green, it was hard for me at first. But, you know, I got here and I was accepted into the family atmosphere, and it was awesome. You know, you always play against Northwest and you always see that paw on the schedule, and you just think, man, like, what is it like up there? And being able to be up here, be part of it, being helped building, you know, as we continue to build this program to where it is and where it's going, it's awesome. Originally came up here to chase my wife. She's an athletic trainer here at the university. But just I shot my shot with Joe Quinlan and asked if he had an opening, and he said yeah. So I came here, and about a month later, after I asked Joe if he had an opening, I was wearing green and white and black. So,
well, a little bit of similarities with Joe as well. With yep. Joe with Kelly Quinlan, an athletic trainer at Northwest, now on her own, and your wife Kelly, an athletic trainer. So it sounds like you two guys have a little bit of a type here.
Yep, short and feisty.
Oh, and that Rich, that strength and conditioning is such an important part of the sport now. And it seems like Joe and Matt have really been able to take it to another level for you guys.
Absolutely. You know, the thing that I respect so much about Matt is that he's the day in and day out grind. You know, we talk about culture. We talk about how we're developing our kids. And Matt has more time with my guys than I have. And, you know, it's not just about moving weight. It's not just about running. It's about all the little details that go into winning football games. And they do a tremendous job of that.
Matt, what were some of the reasons you decided to get into strength and conditioning?
The structure of it. The day in and day out structure. It just kept me out of trouble. And I just fell in love with it. The process of I'm in my own element and I'm in control of getting myself better day in and day out. Nobody's going to go in there and lift their weights, run the sprints for me, so I got to go and do it. That's how I fell in love.
I would imagine, too, it's helpful from the standpoint when you're working with, well, all athletes, but from the football standpoint, being the athlete you were at Fort Hays State, you kind of know what's going through their minds as they go through the conditioning program.
Absolutely. Being a non-scholarship kid, when I stepped on campus at Fort Hays, I knew the grind that it would take to get to a scholarship level. And I achieved that when I was there, but I can make that connection with kids that are on the team now, even the scholarship kids, the kids that are down, you know, they're in their own feelings and stuff, and they're down on themselves. I can make that connection with them. I've been there, and I've risen, you know, to be a scholarship player. So just talking and connecting is really the biggest part of the job, is that chemistry, just showing that you truly care.
It's a little bit more than even the, just the actual strength and conditioning part of it then.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest part, is that connection. You know, you can put sets, reps, numbers, and all that stuff. You can be the best guy when it comes to programming, but if you don't have that connection and social skills when it comes to engaging with that athlete, it's really all for nothing. That's just the biggest part of the game.
Yeah, I know we've talked in the past, Rich, about how important, again, it is, and how Northwest seems to have an advantage in that aspect with the way the program has been through the years.
No doubt. It's really boils down to the relationships that these guys create with the kids, you know, more than anything else. It's yes, we're moving weight. Yes, we're working hard. But it's really the relationships that they foster that make it special. And That's what makes these guys so integral to what we do.
And I would imagine, too, it's something that helps avoid injuries. And if they do get injured, have ways to maybe recover quicker than if you're doing everything properly there.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great program and relationship we have set up with the athletic training program. So if a guy gets injured, that becomes really their new strength and conditioning. And we kind of build a program off of that. What they're doing in the athletic training room for physical therapy, we won't double dip in that. We'll find something else for them to do, write them a program, and have them get after it and still be able to do stuff with the team, which is the biggest part, is keeping them mentally engaged, physically engaged with the team.
Let's talk about your playing days just a little bit. An all-MIAA player coming at Fort Hays State. Again, Rich talked about some of the big matchups you've been a part of on the field when you've gone up against Northwest Missouri State. Just talk about your memories of those games.
Well, I remember in 2016, I was a redshirt freshman, and I was starting as a redshirt freshman, and I just remember looking across the field during warm-ups with that team, knowing that we're not going to beat them. But we gave it our all. We gave them the shortest or smallest point margin that of Northwest 2016 season. I think it was 14 points, if I remember off the top of my head. But then after that, we just kept rolling when I was out at Hayes, and we used that as a confidence booster, which made us dangerous 17 and 18. Just from the experience, we were young when I was at Fort Hayes in 2016, and then we just came older and older, obviously, through that. And always coming to Maryville there, that was really intimidating in 2017. Fort Hayes, we stayed in Kansas City. It was a long bus ride up and just a lot of time to think. And I didn't even know the rolling hills and stuff out here until I moved up here because I was so engaged. But coming up here for those games was insane. Just the environment here in Maryville is something special. How the community surrounds the team and just athletics in general is very special. And it was super intimidating as an opponent at the time, but now I love it as being part of Northwest.
No, looking at your stats, I think total 85 catches, over 1,000 yards in receiving yards, and 8 touchdowns at Fort Hays State.
Yeah, I wasn't too much of a ball catcher or anything like that. I really took pride in my blocking, or as Coach Bostwick says.
Yelled a lot.
Yep, holding. That was the first thing Coach Chad Bostwick said when I got on campus is you just hold. But I took a lot of pride in just that, just because it's the dirty work, and I just kind of like it. Not a lot of people like to do that stuff, and it's just fun.
So. Yeah, you went up against Jake Volstead at times, looking at him on the across the line of scrimmage, and now you guys work together.
Yep, me and Jake are great friends. I'd like to say he's one of my best friends here in Maryville. Actually, my son, his middle name is Jacob, because I have three best friends named Jacob. But playing against Jake was awesome. I put on my highlight tape after my freshman year of pushing him down, and I love it. But me and Jake always talk about it, and we kind of laugh about our playing days and stuff. So,
I mean, that's kind of what sports. Some of the fun things about sports is that not only the competition, but the relationships you get while competing against people, and then later on getting to know some of those same people.
You know, that's the funny thing when I talk to my players and. You know, being here for 20 years now, I've been at national championships and this and that. And you think the players are going to talk about the games and I did this and I did this. And there's a little bit of that. But really, it's the relationships that they created.
And, again, Matt, from your time at Fort Hays State, kind of glory years at Fort Hays State a little bit with some of the success you had at that particular time.
Absolutely. Building that program, when I got there, I couldn't travel the first year I stepped foot on campus. But just watching the program build, you know, they had a great season at 2015, that fall of 2015. We lost in the Mineral Water Bowl against Duluth, and then 16 we just built. And then really the hunger that we got was that we were close with Northwest Missouri State with a backup quarterback, and we just kind of let that feed into the off season. And then 2017 hit, and, you know, you just took one game at a time. You won one week, and all of a sudden you're 7-0, and then you're 9-0, and then you're 10-0, and then you got a regional, you know, bye week the first round, and then you get your teeth kicked in by Ferris State. But and then you go into the next season, and it just feeds for the next season, feeds for the next week, and that's just what it's about.
Yeah, I imagine, too, kind of a feeling of pride seeing what has happened at Fort Hays State. Now, obviously, they've had a little bit of a down year here coming in, but just to know that you're kind of on the ground floor of something that's being built by Coach Brown.
Absolutely. Coach Brown and I have a great relationship. We talked about 3 weeks ago. Of just how he's rebuilding. He's in that rebuilding process with a very young, inexperienced team. But just talking to him and just, you know, he asks questions about strength and conditioning, and we just mostly talk about life, though, in general. But he's just a family-oriented guy. He's very down-to-earth. Rich knows that with his relationship. But he mostly, when he wants to talk about life and just real problems.
And you get a chance to go back to Hayes, Kansas this weekend. What's it feel like going back as a Bearcat as opposed to just going back maybe as an alum of Fort Hays State?
So my first year here at Northwest was 2021, and I drove myself out there as a GA. I had just been working with athletes out there at Fort Hays State, and I'd been only here in Maryville for a month. And I go out there, and I'm getting booed and stuff by the crowd, by the student section, and being called some not-so-nice names. But it's kind of a bittersweet homecoming, knowing that I helped build that program and seeing where they're at today. And I'm just, you know, it's going to be a great game, but it's going to be awesome to watch.
And Rich, you talked about the atmosphere that you'll be seeing this Saturday night. Northwest, obviously known for great home atmospheres, but I think in Hayes, Kansas, they built up a pretty good atmosphere there, especially for their night games.
Yeah, if it's at home and it's at night, they're going to be loud, and, you know, we have the student section behind us, and you know, we've already talked to our players about that. Ignore the outside noise. It doesn't make any difference to you know, the outcome of the game. We got to focus on what we got to do. But, yeah, it'll be a loud atmosphere, no doubt about it.
Matt might be able to answer this question that I've never fully had answered, but what is up with the motorcycles that come around here?
The Harley Davidsons, you know? Yes. Please.
They shouldn't be there on Saturday. Those are usually for the military appreciation / senior day. It's usually the last home or the last home game of the season. They shouldn't be there. No promises. I really don't know. But as a player at Fort Hays, I was not a fan of it because they'd line up with their exhaust right to the tunnel, and you're standing there and you're breathing in those fumes, and I'm just not a fan of it. I don't like big flashy stuff, so.
I kind of remember, too, Rich, that one of the years, it seemed like they were still going around the track while the game was going on.
Braden Wright's calling signals, and he can't hear because they're still circling the track, no doubt about it.
Different something, so you don't see just everywhere. Anymore,
no doubt. The only place I've ever seen it.
Yeah. Again, we are broadcasting live from A&G Restaurant. It's In the Trenches with head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. We'll be back. Have more for you right after this timeout.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Plattsburgh, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More on products and services at sure-ag.com.
Today's broadcast is being underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville, providing a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to customers across the Midwest, along with a service department and vehicle detailing on site. More information at tristatefordmaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville with over 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, welcoming Phil and Amy Schreck to the Maryville team. United Country Property Solutions specializes in selling land and country homes serving Missouri and Kansas. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back to In the Trenches with head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. Our guest for this week's show is a strength and conditioning coach at Northwest Missouri State, Matt Wendelberger. And, Rich, I can attest to the job that Matt is doing. Matt tortures me a couple times a week over there, so I know what a great job that Matt does.
Yeah, I try to stay away from him. He kicked my tail, so I do my own exercise prescription.
Yeah, John, you come in day in and day out every, what is it now, Monday and Wednesday?
Yeah.
You get after it. I say you always got to get jacked to be on radio.
So. Well, you know, trying to be the most jacked announcer in the MIAA, but the bar's not all that high for that, so.
We got to start lifting heavy.
Pushing prowlers.
Yeah, I got a little work to do there.
Yep.
But you do a great job with that, and I know that just from what you're doing with me, that it's the relationship you have with the athletes as they come through just has to be fantastic.
It's amazing. You know, those guys come in day in and day out, even not just the football players. I mean, every single student athlete that's on campus, they come in there day in and day out, and they spend the majority of their time in the weight room or with the strength and conditioning staff that we have, and it's just awesome. It's a testament to their will and just to their mindset and their character to come in day in and out and work. It's amazing to see.
Now, you come to Northwest again via Fort Hays State, but before that, spent some time in Maine and then Wisconsin native.
Yep. So, grew up in Pewaukee, Wisconsin, which is just right outside of Milwaukee. Great football culture there. The Watt brothers, went to high school with them. TJ Watt was a great above me. Always kind of looked up to those guys, his role models, and just see where you can go with just hard work. After high school, couldn't really go anywhere else, so I went out to called a preparatory school. It's ran like kind of a military school out there in Maine. Did that for a year to get grades up and helps with recruiting. And then just kind of landed myself in Hays, Kansas. Had no idea where that was. I just knew it was just... Looking at a map, it was to the left of Topeka, Kansas. So
But Maine to Hayes.
Yep.
Yeah, and finally found your way to the right place here at Northwest.
Absolutely. Found myself coming back towards the east and then going a little bit north. So it's nice. We're kind of in a central location when it comes to family. So my family being in Wisconsin and my wife's family being down in Oklahoma, it's really awesome.
Now, if I understand right, a two-way player in high school, a defensive end as well as a tight end?
Yeah. Yeah, I would share some reps at tight end, fullback. We ran that wing tee that every high school runs that doesn't have the best athletes. So we did that, and then I played some outside linebacker, D end. So,
well, Rich, you got to like that. He's got a little bit of defensive side.
As long as he's got a little bit of defense, I'll take it.
I played offense. I just tackled people.
Well, it sounds
yes,
like,
you did.
I was going to say it kind of sounds like you did that on the offensive side a bit there. So,
yep.
Well, it sounds like what your experience here at Northwest Missouri State has been something special for you, man.
I can't thank the people here, the people that are above me enough for keeping me here. You know, I was done being a GA, and I didn't know if I was going to stay here. I didn't know what the opportunities were. People made some stuff happen to keep me here, and I'm forever thankful.
Again, Rich, Fort Hays State coming up this weekend, and it looks like it's a Fort Hays State team that, while we've got some players that are moving into some of the certain positions like quarterback and things, but they've got a lot of talent coming back here.
Yeah, they do. You know, you look at both sides of the ball offensively. You know, the offensive line is relatively new, but they've got a good mix of skill. You know, their quarterback played a ton last year. You know, we've played a ton against these guys, but, you know, after week one, you know, the backup played almost the entire season. And so Chris decided to make a little bit of a change and, you know, say goodbye to some of those guys and wanted to move forward with, you know, a youth movement, and that's kind of what they've done. So they took some transfers and blended it with their high school kids, and they've got a good skill mix. They really do. The tight end, the back, they've got three receivers that can all play. You know, they're humming in the sense that, you know, you watch the game against Pittsburgh State, it was 14-13 at half, Hayes. And, you know, things kind of fell apart a little bit in the second half. You know, Pitt converted. There was a big interception in the second half. There were, you know, Pitt went for it on a couple fourth downs. You know, kind of flipped the script of the game. But they're a good football team. And you go to the other side of the ball, they got a lot of people back on defense. They're going to play their 4-2-5 with the nickel. They're going to be really sound in what they do. They fly around to the football, you know, so we're going to have to be prepared.
I was going to say, again, with even some new players coming into the program and a short sample size with two games in, seeing pretty much the same type of philosophy out of Fort Hays State.
Yeah, the only, you know, defensively, I'd love to see a four down front, and I haven't seen it. You know, between Pitt and Northeastern State, both are 30 fronts, so we're going to have to kind of figure it out a little bit as far as what they want to do to us. But, yeah. It's same old, same old. He's going to, you know, the thing Chris is going to do and, you know, personify, he's going to have tough kids. He's going to have kids that are going to play hard. He's going to have kids that are really physical to the whistle on both sides of the football, and they're always going to try and come after Northwest.
And, Matt, I know you've been out a few years now, but still have anybody over there that you're familiar with when you're, you know, during your playing days?
Not really, not any teammates. Most of the teammates are gone. Mari Ingram Bolden, he is one of their offensive line coaches, kind of an assistant there. I played with him. He was grade or two lower than I am. He's from Pahokee, Florida. Awesome guy. He did some time, I think, at Garden City as a coach or a GA, but he's out there right now. Other than that, it's just him. So,
all right, what are you hearing out of the program right now?
What's that?
What are you hearing out of the program right now as they come into this season and match up with Northwest? What are some of the things that you've noticed about this team this year?
Oh, it's an awesome team. We have a great team here. Guys really killed it all summer. I mean, they did awesome. Day in and day out, every day. I mean, June is kind of a lighter month. Guys will go home and kind of trickle back in. But once July hits, I mean, majority of the team is in town. For the voluntary workouts, and it's just an awesome environment to be, just to see and carry it into camp. And then in camp, we let them really focus on football, kind of just move around in the weight room a little bit, kind of get those range of motions back and that movement pattern back. And, you know, you kind of build and maintain throughout the season, but just keeping those guys acclimated is awesome. Super important.
Yeah, and Rich, a long road trip, but I know you guys really kind of enjoy being together on trips such as this.
Yeah, no doubt. Would appreciate not to get back at 5 o'clock in the morning, but that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's another opportunity to be together, and it's where the stories get told. And, you know, so we're going to get up tomorrow morning, start, go through our workouts, get things done, jump on the bus, and head to Hayes, Kansas.
All right. Well, first show of the year on Into the Trenches. It's been a good one. We look forward to being right back here next Thursday.
Absolutely. Beautiful night in the Ville.
All right, Matt, thanks a lot for
being
with us. Again, on the Into the Trenches with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. Again, our guest tonight, Matt Wendelberger, a strength and conditioning coach at Northwest Missouri State. We'll be right back here next Thursday evening at A&G Restaurant beginning at 6 o'clock. Again, Bearcat football coming up Saturday night, 7 o'clock kickoff. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 6 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day. My thanks to Rich and Matt. I'm John Coffey, and so long from A&G.